Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemail and read your reviews, even though I don't think we have any, and read your emails. I'm Allie Siegel.
We might have some reviews. I am Melissa
Stettin. We better have some reviews, or I'm going to fucking lose it.
You know, because we see the international reviews.
I don't see those. Chartable. I get an email about it.
This one is from Alice SDR in Great Britain.
Oh, good day. Good day, love.
Good day. Well, good day. Good day. Is that down under?
Yeah, my...
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cheerio, love. Spot of tea.
It says, I love these gals. It's great. Listen, trust me. Now the voicemails. I recently called up, left my voicemail on a cliffhanger during a therapeutic rant, and when I called back, my phone provider blocked me. Wait, did we read this? Because
no.
My voicemails cost $40 because I'm in England. I did wrap it up with an audio note I sent on Instagram. But think about Becky and how much she must have spent on voicemails.
She must have an international plan.
Please help your international listeners. Boing, boing, boing. Love you. P.S. I'm not complaining. This is just free method of communication. I have bills.
Wait, because we have... No, because I think I read... I don't think we played that, but I remember... I think she might have emailed too, maybe.
Audio note I sent on Instagram. Oh boy, we have a lot of messages on Instagram. Oh no. I swear I saw it though, but I
did
don't
too,
know.
And I remember being like, oh no, that's horrible. Alice, tell us your, if you have Venmo, tell us your Venmo. We'll throw you $40 for your, for your troubles.
You got to email us.
Email us a voice note. Yeah, email us a voice note.
Webcrawlerspod@gmail.com because we have so many Instagram messages. I know I saw it. I just don't know where it is.
She deleted it because she was mortified.
Okay, we've got some voice...
Majails.
Voice majails.
This message is for the web crawler.
Hello.
La la
la.
It's your girl. For some reason, there was like a huge delay with the voicemail picking up, and I was like, hello? Hello? Like, I got real nervous that you were going to pick up. But it's 11:17 p.m. and still July 1st, rabbit, rabbit. I called earlier about, like, these 9 feathers that I found. And I was like, holy fuck. Because my friend, I was, like, telling her, like, I've been just feeling really low vibe. I said this earlier. I've been feeling, like, really low frequency. I'm just feeling very vulnerable. My anxiety has been terrible. I've been having, like, so many panic attacks.
No.
It's been so awful. Like, I just... Like, I've had anxiety my whole life. Like, just whatever. Like, I've been on my period. The Roe vs. Wade thing, just life, whatever. I've just been upset. It's not important. And so I told her, like, I just was feeling like I need protection. She gave me all the, like, she sent me, she's such a sweetheart. I love you, Ashley. I miss you so much. She sent me, my witchy friend sent me, like, all of these spells, like, so many spells. And so I, like, read a bunch of them and realized, like, I didn't really want to do the one with the nine feathers, but I did find nine feathers. Maybe I should. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, I need to tell you, the reason I'm calling back is because I went to Lakeside Festival tonight, like, the just festival by the lake for 4th of July.
Oh, like
me. And so my mom had to go to the bathroom. Excuse me. Oh my God, sorry, I've been smoking weed. My mom had to go to the bathroom with her friend, and I was walking with them, but realized, like, I brought my cup of alcohol, and you can't take it with you. And I have not. This is my first time drinking in 5 or 6 weeks. Like, I took a little break from alcohol, because nice. I just, like, felt like I need to. Which is fine. You know, that's fine. And so, anyway, I walked with them, and I was like, shit, like, I can't take my cup, and I was like, I'm just going to stand here and wait. And my mom was like, I'll come back and hold it for you. We'll take turns. And I was like, that's fine. So I was just standing there, and this person, I was like, I'm not going to put my, this guy was like, you can put your drink down on the chair. And I was like, no, that's okay. I'll hold it. Like, I'm a female.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to leave my drink unattended. Like, thank
yeah,
you.
That's
but
scary.
No.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, this guy comes up to me, and he starts to give me a hug. And I was like, do I know you? And I was like, oh, my God, I do know you. I do know you. You're fine. And we hugged, and I was like, hello, friend. I'm sorry, this is going to be a little bit rambly. Anyway, I ran into this guy. I haven't seen him in a long time, but okay, he worked at this metaphysical store that I went to when my daughter died, and I was just a black hole of existence.
Okay, there's another part. Did she say metaphysical store?
Yes, and did she say dog or daughter?
Dog.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this message is for the web crawlers. For shame, for shame, for shame. I don't know if you can hear, I'm sitting outside because it's late and, like, there's bullfrogs in the pond. But
oh,
anyway,
that's nice.
I saw this person. I'm so sorry. I ran into this person at Lakeside Festival, and 9 years ago, he sold me a black Apache. Well, actually, he didn't sell it to me. I went into this metaphysical store because my dog died, and I was just like, literally was so depressed for 2 years. So right after she died, I, like, went into this metaphysical store called a vault, and I was like, I just was looking for stuff to, like, help me through it. So I bought a bunch of stones, and I told this guy Freddie, who worked there, about my dog and how sad I was. And so he gave me this black Apache tear, and it reminds me of my dog Lacey, of her nose. And I'm holding it right now. I'm looking at it, and I've had it this whole time. She died October 25th, 2013.
Aww.
So it's almost been 10 years I've had this stone. And I was telling him, like, oh my God, it's so crazy. I ran into you. Like, I wanted to tell you I've had this stone all these years. And, like, it's meant so much to me. And, like, thank you so much for gifting that to me. And, like, I told him how I found nine. You guys want to hear my Animal Crossing impression? I'm so sorry.
That does sound like Animal Crossing.
I'm so sorry. But anyway, I found nine feathers today, and that I was like, whatever. I'm so sorry about that. But I was looking for protection, and he was like, oh, I have this for you. And he whips out this stone, and he gives it to me, and I'm telling you, I just burst into tears. I was so grateful for this. It felt like just such perfect kismet, like the most spontaneous. Just the universe is telling me, like, everything's going to be okay. And so I just feel very restored. And the stone he gave me is chiastolite. And it has, it's a derivation of andalusite, I think. And it's, like, protective and calming and grounding for Libras, which I am. I just feel like I didn't really want to do this spell.
There's so many different voices going on.
Whatever. I just have to tell you guys, I'm so sorry for the really, really, really long story. But, like, isn't that kind of cool? Do you guys not appreciate this? I hope you appreciate
this.
Yes. I appreciate this. I think that you would appreciate this. Anyway, I'm just vibing with my protective healing stones, listening to the bullfrogs. That sounds nice.
I'll have what she's having.
Let me tell you real quick if I can see.
There's one more voice.
Good. I hope there's 20 more. I like it too.
We're past the point of shame. But I do see the Big Dipper. I was looking for Ryan Belt because that's like my jam. And I feel like I can see, you can see so many stars, but wouldn't it be interesting if they weren't really stars, but they were just holes in the jar peeking through to the light, you know, because this is a simulation. Okay, sorry. I like sounded funny because I was looking up the stars, but you really can't see a lot of stars in my place. So I hope you have a starry, beautiful, kismatic. Wow, what in fact? Like everything's blinking and smiling at me. Wow, what a great end to my week. Okay,
what is she on?
Sorry. Rambling. I hope you're beautiful. I know you're beautiful. I hope everyone is having a beautiful time.
Oh, the wacky tabacky.
Beautiful time, but maybe it will be soon. I don't know. I have hope is all I'm trying to say. Okay, love you. Bye.
Great voicemail.
Yes. 5 out of 5 stars on that voicemail.
That's nice. That's a nice moment to have, running into someone and they give you a thing and you're like, oh, it's
beautiful.
Me of my dog.
Yeah, it's like kismet.
And now you're looking at the stars, you're listening to bullfrogs.
What a nice day.
Living
or night
life.
Or life. Yeah, whatever that is, it's nice.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers.
Hi.
This is Cherie from Oregon. I love your show. I just got caught up on all of the episodes. I love you all. I love when Allie just starts cracking up and they're like, Allie, no. It's so hilarious. Hi, Maria. Hi. So I also listen to web crawlers all the time when I'm doing dishes, doing chores that I don't want to do. So it makes it more enjoyable. And so thank you for helping me get shit done.
You're welcome.
So I have a few stories about sleep paralysis and like weird sleep stuff. But today I wanted to talk about something that happened really recent, like in the past week. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to call in to web crawlers. If I'm going to call in for our first time, this is like a good story for it. So this last weekend, 4th of July weekend, I went to Bend to go visit my cousins. And so we went swimming at the lake last Saturday. And it was kind of a weird day. Like it was thundering and lightning, but then it got really clear. And there were some other people at the lake. And, you know, they started going swimming once it cleared up and everything. So everything seemed normal.
Uh-oh.
And
Loch Ness Monster.
So we decided to go swimming, and it was kind of gross because it's a lake, but it was fun. We had fun and everything, and we get back, and yesterday, so like super recent, yesterday, my mom sent me a message, and she sent me a link to a post on a Facebook page for the town that we went to go visit, and I guess that they had found a body, a dead body, in the lake where we went swimming that day. So, like, they found the body the day that we went swimming.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
What's weird is, like, there weren't any, like, police or there wasn't any, like, police tape or anything. And I didn't see any, like, articles about it.
Oh, that's bad.
So I don't really want to say the name of the lake, but I can send you an email that has all of the information and the screenshots from the Facebook page and stuff like that. But it was just so crazy.
Is it Lake Mead?
Like thinking about swimming in the same
lake
as a dead body. It was so creepy. So what's also weird is, okay, so earlier that day, before we went swimming, there was a bird, like a live bird that flew into my cousin's house randomly, and later early on that week I was at somebody's house and a live bird flew into the house, and I was like, that's a really weird coincidence. So I looked up the meaning of
you
know what it means when a live bird flies into the house, or you know when a bird flies into the house, live bird, but you know what I mean. So I looked,
there's another part
I don't know what it means other than like I don't want that to happen,
other than get out of my house.
Yeah.
Hi web crawler. This is Cherie from Oregon again, continuing the story about the dead body in the lake. I as a first-time caller, I was like, I hope I can squeeze it into one message, but, you know, go big or go home, right? So when I looked up the meaning of the bird flying into the house, apparently one of the meanings is illness or possibly death. And so I thought, well, that's weird. I hope nothing happens or whatever. And, like, nothing, you know, happened. I was like, that's just odd. But it was just really weird that happened that day, that we went to the lake and that they found the dead body in the lake. That is a really eerie, creepy, gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, no matter, like, no amount of showers is going to get that gross feeling off. But I was like, I have to tell somebody this story, and web crawlers would be a perfect
place to do
that. Thank you, ladies, for all that you do, and I look forward to more fun podcast episodes.
Now, I wonder, was the dead body in the lake while they were swimming in it?
Well, you know what that reminded me of? When what's his name drank the Elisa Lamb water, the Cecil.
Oh, David Ferrier.
Ferrier.
Oh, no.
Yeah, also not a good time.
Didn't someone die at the Roosevelt Hotel?
I think a lot of people have died there.
In the swimming pool.
Oh, in the swimming pool? I don't know.
I swear that happened like 15 years ago.
Like at the Tropicana? Oh.
Where they had to like drain the pool.
Oh, God.
Because someone died and like people didn't realize it. It was like at nighttime.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, yikes.
Oy, yay, yay.
Hello. This is a message for the web crawler.
Hello. Hello.
I'm calling from England. I'm not Becky, even though she's awesome.
Are you sure?
but I've been listening to your voicemails and your mailbag episode, and there's a lot of comments about bush trauma. I didn't finish the episode.
What trauma?
Remember how to dial the US and remember your number off by heart. But anyway, I need to tell you.
I wonder if this is the person who left the comment about being charged $40.
Oh my God, I hope not. Oh, maybe it is.
Bloody bus stories. I want to tell you this one. This is the first one that came to mind. My 16th birthday, right? I'm on the bus home, and I have many buses. It was a pain in the ass. I had many different types of way to get to school because I got...
Oh, bus trauma.
Anyway.
Oh, bus.
bush trauma. Yeah, so quick, you know, bus, stopping on the street, da-da-da.
Bus. The bus.
And then this kid tries to get on the bus, and the driver's like, no, it's full. And this is a driver I've never seen before. And then an adult tries to get on the bus, and after this kid's gone, but then left this adult on. And I was a moody bitch. I was 16. I've been on birth control since I was 13 to just control my period. So this is what I'm blaming society, my aunts back then on. I would always be crazy hormonal. I used to not be able to get on the bus, blah, blah, blah. Because I would feel travel sick, I'd pull over on the bus, I'd stop it, stop and get off it in the middle of nowhere to vomit. And my mum would have to come and collect me. Yeah, the buses are a nightmare for me. Anyway, and then, I don't know why, but the fact he did that, it just pissed me off for some reason that he didn't let this kid get home. And then we're going towards my stop. 40 minutes later, and I'm feeling really sick. And this bus driver is coming up to my stop. He's never been on the bus before. I've never seen him. And so everyone knows it's on me. My stop, I press the button. The traffic lights go green. He decides to floor it and then miss my bus stop and keep going. And so I go,
oh, no.
And he's like, he starts shouting, you pressed it too late. And it was my 16th birthday. He was ruining my birthday, and I was hormonal as fuck.
You had it.
I don't know where I came from, but I just shouted, you have been so rude to everybody on this bus today, and stabbed my foot. I must have picked on the wrong guy. Well, he picked on the wrong guy.
Okay, there's other part. So she's on a bus.
A bus.
It doesn't stop for her stop. She's pissed.
This is for the web crawlers. I'm here to continue my message, and I'm not going to apologize, and I'm not nervous. This guy, a bus driver, he's like 55 years old or something. He's fuming, I can say. He put in the middle of the high street of this other town, he pulled over, like, right onto a curb in the middle of the high street.
Oh, my God.
And he gets out of his chair. And
what?
The bus is like, what the fuck's going on? And he comes out of his seat and the thing, opens the door, comes out and screaming in my face.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't remember what he was saying. I blacked out.
Yeah, and, I would be so scared.
I don't remember what I said to him, and then I was like, okay. And I pressed the emergency button to get out, and just got out and was like, shout back at him, and I drove off, and then I never got that bus again. And my mum had to start driving me to school from
then on. That's scary.
Every day.
Yeah.
But that isn't even just the start of it. Well, yeah. So that was all. The patriarchy's fault because they need to look at control more and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but I was on this bus because there was another bus service that we used for years. I remember one day when I was 13, so I got this bus for years since I was 10.
Yes.
And then I remember one day when I was sat I was coming There was this bus driver who used to take us there every morning. He used to pick us up from every day, Monday to Friday. One day he was taking us, he'd done the route home. And when I would get the route home, I'd sit on the corner from my bus stop and wait for my other friend. He was getting another bus from another school to get up there, and then we'll walk home together. So I'm sitting there, and this driver who I've seen, he's known me since I was 11, every single day going to school. He stopped at the traffic lights and he's mean. And this guy, he's like 40 odd years old. And out of nowhere, he's never done anything before. He starts like blowing kisses to me. And
blowing kisses?
And sticking out his tongue. Oh! Weird fucking pervert. I never told my mum about this later. And I remember being like, what the fuck, sure, I told my friend and everything when he got there. And I was about that stage at 13. I was already on birth control, wasn't I? And I must have been in the next year, I got on, and I just, in the morning, and I said,
that's the end of that message. I think that's it. I think this is the person who...
Yeah, maybe, and then
send us voice messages. Email us.
Yeah, email us, because I got to know what happens next.
Blowing kisses
and
to you?
Sticking your tongue out? That is so gross.
Gross.
Yeah, get out of here, freak.
Buses are crazy.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Next message.
Hello, Abby and Melissa. It's Rachel the Widow.
Hello.
I just want to apologize for the four-parter I left. I don't remember anything I said, but I think I blacked out. I haven't heard that one on the podcast yet, and I'm dreading it. Anyway, I was just listening to this week's mailbag, and Chloe talked about the ADHD diagnosing. My headphones are full. Hopefully you can all hear me. You know, I didn't really think about it when you guys were talking about it, but I thought I'd share my experience in the spirit of sharing experiences. I just turned 35, a little
Happy
over a
birthday.
Month ago.
Woo!
And earlier this year, in February, I was officially diagnosed with ADHD.
Wow, welcome.
Welcome to the club.
34, and I figured that out from listening to podcasts and social media, basically.
Yeah, sure.
It's something I've apparently been struggling with. I know I've always known it. My brain is weird and different, but I never thought it was ADHD. So I was listening to a podcast last year with a woman on it, probably about my age, talking about being diagnosed as an adult, and they were talking about it being underreported in girls, because it shows up differently. And even all the stuff they were talking about, it didn't connect. And then she said, you know, I always just thought I was lazy. And that phrase just, like, hit me. I'm like, I always thought I was lazy. Like, but I'm probably just lazy. I'm not going to think about this much more. And then I started, following people who were posting ADHD TikToks on Instagram, because I'm on TikTok. And I was like, like everything was so relatable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, I should probably look into this. So I talked to my doctors, then I go to a psychiatrist, still had like 6 month lead time, and I got into a nurse practitioner, now I'm working on getting medicated, I'm feeling that it's helping, but I'm still trying to find the right stuff, but yeah.
Congratulations.
I appreciate people talking openly about it, because I've been not doing well with it my whole life, and it's great to have a diagnosis and some steps forward to do better. So I just thought I'd throw my stuff out there. Anyway, love you guys. La la la.
Shout out to women in their 30s getting diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're not just messy and unmotivated.
Yeah, it's crazy, because I always, whenever people would be like, oh, you maybe have ADHD, I'm like, but I did well in school. And I always use that. I'm like, no, I did well in school. And
yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, maybe it was just too easy. Or like, it was
It's like when I have a structure or a regiment, like I can show up for that. But like, I think quarantine really like brought to light a lot of people's deficits, because like when you're home and you don't have a structure and like you're not held accountable to a place or time, it's like, how does your brain work? And it's like, oh it doesn't work. Yeah.
I can't do anything unless someone's like holding a gun to my head. It's like, you need to do this now. I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
like if I
now.
Have to be somewhere, I can be somewhere, but like if I don't have to be somewhere, I'll just sit and stare at a wall for 10 hours straight.
Yeah. It's just hard to motivate yourself. Whereas like Martin is like the opposite of ADHD. I don't understand. He'll like, he has, he'll work. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to write until 3. I'm going to do this until 4. Do this until 5. I'm like, how? And he doesn't even drink coffee or anything.
One of my friends, Leah, is always working and then like always creating when she's not working. And I'm like,
I don't get tired.
Like, how do you even like how not even get tired? Work? How do you want it? Like, I don't know.
Don't. Who knows?
I don't work that way.
Me neither.
Messages for the web crawlers. Thinking of like fake identities and catfishing and stuff, I just wanted you guys to know about this Instagram account. It's called My Stock Photo Life. Basically, I don't know who it is, but they're taking photos of this kid and his family that like model for stock photos, and they're pretending, or maybe it's real, but he's like a model trapped at the model agency, and it's his wife, and he can't escape, and it's so funny. I just think you guys should look it up.
My stock photo.
Maybe talk about it and have a little laugh. All right, that's it. Oh, also, my name is Sophie, and I'm a first-time caller. Long-time listener.
Welcome.
Okay, bye. Have a great day. Wee-woo-wee-woo.
Wee-woo-wee-woo. My stock photo life.
My name is Wyatt, a stock photo model trapped at Adobe Stock and forced to model.
That's funny.
Oh, I guess he's just the kid who's in all the like.
Oh, it's just the stock photo. Oh, that's this kid's in so many stock photos.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny. With like his fake family.
Yeah, that's good.
Or maybe it is a real family. It's all the same people. Maybe they're just a family that does stock photos.
That'd
like, that's
insane.
Their job. That's crazy. Okay, next message.
Hi, it's me again, Sophie. You might have been able to tell that I sort of panicked at the end and I said wee woo wee woo, and I know that's not like really a sound of this podcast.
We like
it is now.
Yeah, wee woo.
So I meant honk honk. But also I'd like to introduce wee woo wee woo as like a possible new
sound
for everybody. Also, I don't know if I explained what I was saying very well.
No, you
did. I hope you know what I meant. I love you guys. I miss Maria, but Allie and
Melissa?
Oh, fuck.
Hello?
You guys are so great as well. And you're my best friends, even though I've never met you. Okay, I gotta go before I make it worse. Goodbye.
My favorite voicemails are the ones where people call back. They're like, I don't think I explained this well. And we're like, you explained it
perfectly.
You explained
it great. You're doing totally fine, I promise
you. You're doing fine. Wee woo, wee woo.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. Hey, web crawler, this is Chris. I love you guys, and I was just listening to the Simpsons predictions episode, and I thought of a big one.
Ooh.
In the movie, the Simpsons movie, the NSA spying program is like a major plot point, and that I believe was before the Snowden document
revealed. Oh, wow.
So, pretty cool. That's all. Big ballistic.
Okay.
That's interesting,
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Coming through with more predictions. I don't remember the Simpsons movie. I'm sure I watched it.
I don't remember it existed. Yeah.
You ever play the Simpsons video games?
No, but that sounds fun.
Pretty good.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers.
Hello.
This is Nurse Jackie calling from San Francisco. And I don't know who else to tell about this, so I'm calling to read the message. And I'm terrified that I'm going to go into part two. But I just want to thank you for the show. It's super fun. I love listening. And I think you all did a couple of episodes or maybe one episode about how we might be living in a simulation.
Simulation, yes.
And we can tell by the presence of NPCs or non-player characters.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm coming out of my apartment today, and I saw this couple that I'd never seen before. They kind of had a similar build. One was tall, one was short, and very similar hair. And the girl had, like, bleached blonde hair, and the guy had brown hair. And it was kind of messy and maybe, like, ear length. They both kind of had the same look going. And I saw them from, like, the side and the back. And I kind of noted, like, oh, I've never seen them before. I wonder if they're new in the neighborhood or whatever.
I wonder if they're non-player characters.
45 minutes later, I was hiking with my dogs on a beach trail in another city.
What?
And I saw the same couple from the same angle walk by.
I don't like that.
Exactly the same space that they were for me when I was stepping out of my apartment.
Oh, weird.
I don't
and
like that.
I stopped for a really long time and I watched them until they sort of disappeared behind some hills. And all I could think about was you all and how we're living in a simulation.
That's
and how sometimes we notice the NPCs around us. Anyway. La la la.
Anyway.
That's weird.
That's creepy.
Westworld this season is kind of about that.
Oh, I'm not watching this season. I only watched the first two seasons and I got so confused.
It's still so confusing. It's essentially it's the Matrix now. Like they've just turned it into the Matrix, but like it's kind of about like non-player characters and stuff. I don't know. It's just so weird.
Oh.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I have it totally wrong, but yeah, it's
who knows what Westworld's about. Yeah. There's no way to know.
Hi. This one is for the web crawlers. It's Matt. Okay, so the last message I left was about all the, like, weird websites children use to, like, well, not children, like, kids, people my age would use have social interaction on the internet with people. And then y'all were really confused when I told you about, like, the last time I had a call. Just as an FYI, I am driving. It is raining. Don't ask why I made this decision. Anyway.
Be careful. Be safe.
And I'm going to get pizza. So, like, you know, mistakes are made. This is, like, 10 minutes from my house. Not the point. The point is that I had told y'all a story about how my ex-girlfriend's grandma was into brujería. My biggest concern, and she even told me, was that, like, if I broke up with her granddaughter, like, in any kind of, like, malicious fashion, or I did anything wrong, that she was going to take away my hair. Like, she was legit going to take away my hair.
Okay, yes.
But now that I brought that up, oh, God, this fucking dust. There is a story that reminded me of, like, hearing that me say that segment of, like, that woman's house that we had lived there. Well, I didn't live there, but I pretty much lived there because I was there like 24/7 and loaning homegirl money to live there, but that's not the point. The point is that, like, weird shit would always happen in the house. So, like, one time I was in the restroom. I just want to state that I've stayed at roughly 3 haunted houses. That's a story for a different day.
That's bad luck.
Is that, like, one time I heard singing in the restroom, and I thought it was fucking hilarious, so I was laughing in the, you know, on the toilet, just laughing.
I was just on the toilet laughing.
I was in the house, so I texted her uncles. I said, oh, my God, are you singing? And then I texted her, oh, my God, is she singing? And she was like, no, nobody's singing. And I was like, what do you mean? So I'm done in the restroom, and I go walk outside, and I was like, dude, I fucking heard singing, like, singing in that other room. So then I was told Ashley... awkward, I just said her name. I told my ex-girlfriend, like, no fucking, like, serious, like, this fucking, like, there was singing. And she goes, okay, so she comes with me into the restroom, and she hears it too. And her uncle's like, no, I'm not fucking singing. So we're like, okay, whatever. And then, later, see, I can't remember if I was there or we weren't there, but her uncle, I feel like we were there, but we weren't. But essentially there was a picture frame of her grandma and her grandpa, who was like a real shitty man. We won't get into that. Then it fucking fell off of like the hinge. Like it didn't break. The nail didn't fall out.
There's a part two. Weird. It's never good when a picture falls off the wall.
No.
For the web crawlers, it's Matt. I joined the two-parter club, and I don't know if I'm disappointed or excited.
Be excited.
Still on the way to get my pizza. It's still raining, just as an update. Okay, so the picture frame has just, like, the picture, it had all come off. Like, the nail wasn't messed up. Neither was, like, the actual, like, the little, fuck, what is that thing called? Like, a string that goes on the nail hinge? That sits on the wall, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Was perfectly intact. Like, there is no freaking way this thing should have fallen off. And then our dog that we had, we had a dog together. Pretty interesting story that one is. Anyway, had started growling in one of the dark rooms.
Uh-oh, like, it was just
like
good.
It was just like dark, and the dog is growling, and it freaks out, and it decides to go and hide under my ex-girlfriend's bed.
Oh, no.
So
no,
that
no,
was
no.
just, like, a crazy. And then that's the same house where my ex-girlfriend would see, like, a man that she was supposed to marry in, like, one of her dreams. And then I think also that house she had a friend. Like,
what's happening?
A friend who was some girl that died.
Okay, yeah. Jesus.
Okay. That's all I got for you today. Bye. The rain is starting to get scary.
Sounds like it's really coming down over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like in the middle of a hailstorm.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you about these ghosts.
Yeah.
That whatever that house is haunted.
Yeah. Is that a baby Yoda statue behind you?
Yes.
Oh my god, that is so cute.
Martin got a couple of them because he has all these dioramas. He's like, I got an extra of baby Yoda, do you want it? And I was like, yes.
Will you take a picture of that for me and text it to me? Yes. When we're done with the episode, or now, whenever you want to.
Yes I will.
My boyfriend loves baby Yoda.
Who doesn't love Baby Yoda?
That's the only reason I got through like 3 episodes of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I didn't watch The Mandalorian until recently because Martin watched it again and he's like, you would really like it. I'm like, I'm not really into Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I watched it and I was like, oh, it's about babysitting Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
Yeah, 100%. I was so reluctant to watch it. And then Baby Yoda popped up and I was like, oh, okay, this is like 3 men and a little baby with Baby Yoda.
Yes. Just a dude watching this baby.
This is so cute.
He's eating the frog.
Yeah, it's a little guy.
Okay, we got one message left.
Alrighty then.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling with a theory my mom told me.
Oh, love a mom
so
theory.
We're talking about the Roe versus Wade decision, and my mom suggested that this was actually like a distraction from a worse thing the Supreme Court might be trying to do. Worse thing is anybody's guess. I don't know. Like, we're living in the end times. So I just wanted to pass that theory along and hear your guys' take on it. So I hope you guys are hanging in there. And I really love the show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's like one of many bad things that they're going to try to do now.
I do. One of many bad things. Because I think they're also trying to get rid of, like, birth control and then the whole same-sex marriage. They're just trying to undo everything.
Yeah, like interracial. I mean, like, I think they're just coming for everything.
Yeah. Although in Kansas, because this message was like a month ago, in Kansas they just ruled to block the abortion thing.
Which is amazing. But also, did you hear that, I can't remember where it is, in California, somewhere near
a town?
Yeah, I think it was like San Clemente, or maybe it's not San Clemente, but they're
trying
to...
Yeah, they want
to
outlaw abortion? Nah, you can't, don't do it in California.
Yeah, it's like, so people have just lost their fucking minds.
Lost their minds.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you guys for calling in as usual. Please continue to do so. We love you so much. And join our Discord where... when you're there, you're family. Discord.
Isn't that
Olive Garden?
Like, Chili's?
Yeah. Chili's in Discord. When you're there, you're family. All right. Well, I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.